Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, the chef is here.
The chef.
Put the damn things on.
The chef
on,
is
man.
In the house.
Put them on. I don't care what Ritter says. What's up, Steph? How you doing, man?
I'm great.
What's a bad boy?
Steph Curry joining us. Oh, well, what do you got in this cup? What is that?
I got to stay hydrated. It's very sunny and hot out here, so I got to stay hydrated.
What is this one like compared to the other championships?
They're all special. I've been asked to rank them and all that type of stuff. It's kind of hard to do because if you go back and put yourself back in that moment, 2015, last year, this year, every one of them special for different reasons. So only thing 2015's got just is the first one. And that's you have no idea what to expect with the feeling of winning a championship and celebration back here in Oakland and whatnot. But to go back-to-back, if I put that in perspective, we've been chasing that for a couple of years, and that was pretty special.
To all the youngsters listening, talk to us about what's within your regiment. When you had injuries, how you didn't give up, and now how you battle back to be one of the best in the league, and now you're collecting hardware. What goes into that mindset to where you don't give up?
I appreciate every single day that I get to play basketball. I have since I started. And no matter what come my way, I have to figure out how to keep my self-confidence and my joy for what I do. And so no matter if I'm dealing with injuries or surgeries or losing in the finals, up and down roller coaster regular season like we had, my self-confidence and the confidence in the guys that I suit up with never wavers. And at the end of the day, you have to rely on your hard work. I mean, the hardest working people in the room usually are the ones that are the most successful. Looking at you guys and what you do, what I do on the court, the cream of the crop rises to the top with hard work. So that has to be the thing that you fall back on the most.
Why was this the toughest one? It seems like everybody was kind of saying this was the toughest. What made it the toughest?
Human nature kicked in a little bit at the beginning of the year where our intentions were great. We tried to come in and attack the 82 games, knowing that it was going to be tough. Teams are gearing up for us. Teams are switching rosters to try to beat us. It was our fourth year in a row, playing October through June. It's a lot of basketball games. And then you, on top of that, those mental challenges you end up with, I think I heard the starting lineup of the Hampton Five or whatever you want to call it only played 41 games together throughout the regular season. So you add that to the mixture. All that stuff just tested us. And, we were looking forward to the playoffs so that we could have a clean slate to play games that matter. But Coach Kerr does a great job of just keeping the collective mindset throughout the course of the season, where we're together. We understand that it's a long journey, and nothing about it's going to be easy.
Recently I had a conversation with Jay Billis from ESPN about you guys. And not only are you guys winning championships, but you're changing the way the game is being played, not only at the NBA level, but we're talking college, we're talking high school. What does that mean to you that you're changing the game with the style and the way you guys play?
It's a pretty crazy thought, to be honest. I've always said it. I never came into the league with that in mind. I had a style of play that, whether you liked it or not, whether you liked it or not, as a point guard trying to establish myself in the league, that was what I was going to be, and I was going to be great at it. And the fact that kids I've seen them. I walked in the gyms. You see 5-, 6-, 7-year-old kids shooting threes and all that type of stuff. That's great because I hope they challenge themselves, but I hope there's an understanding that what they see on the you know, on the TV or at Oracle Arena or whatever is a finished product of a lot of hard work and fundamentals and dedication to the craft. So we want to give them something to shoot for, and I think that's something that I'm pretty proud of. But the message is there are steps to this, and you gotta follow the right plan along the way.
I got to ask him this because Steph and I go back a long way.
It's a guy. I'm wearing the shorts.
I saw that. Those are Thunder shorts, man.
This is when I first met you.
Well, that's what I want.
Nobody else in this environment understands what these colors
mean. That's true.
So
that is true.
I wanted to kind of own that today, so that was special.
Cool. The one thing I did want to ask you, I'll never forget this. Your first day of training camp, you get drafted. Now it's training camp. Monte Ellis says, I can't play with this guy. And Steven Jackson says, get me out of here. That was your first day as a Golden State Warrior. And now you've won 3 titles. I mean, do you ever think back onto that time and think, this is ridiculous?
I think about it all the time. Being the elder statesman around here, I think, Ravens, he's chuckling. Speaking of that first day, that was my first real interaction with Raymond. I met him at my media day after the draft. But that first training camp or the media day we had before training camp, I was walking out of down the hall out to the parking lot at our practice facility, and he walks up, taps me on the shoulder. He's like, hey, you might hear or read something about, you know, Monte saying something about you guys playing this and that. Just don't worry about it. You know, there's a lot of backstory to that. Yada, yada, yada. I didn't know anything, I didn't know anything about the league. So I kind of took it with a grain of salt and understood that my rookie season was just about me, getting some experience and whatnot and establishing myself. But it was a chaotic year, to say the least. But, 6 years down the road, ended up winning my first championship, and now I got 3. So just blessed to be able to have, witnessed the change and the transformation of this organization from 2009 to 2018.
Well, and been probably the biggest reason for it.
I appreciate that, man.
Outside of your dad, of course, who was your guy growing up? Who was Steph's guy that you looked up to? Like, I'm trying to be like him.
It was 2 guys. Steve Nash. Steve Kerr.
Kerr is all right.
Kerr
is
all right. He's good. I watched him in the playoffs. But Steve Nash and Reggie Miller, the 2 guys that I felt like I could combine their 2 skill sets and create 1 player. And that's kind of the versatility between playing a 1 or 2 and being a scoring guy or sometimes a playmaker with you using your scoring as a threat. The way that Reggie moved without the ball, Steve Nash's creativity with the ball.
I think you
succeeded. And they were gamers. I tried to bring the best traits of both of those guys and more from either one.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're absolutely living the dream. You got 3 titles. You got a beautiful young family. Thank you so much for stopping by. Congratulations. And go enjoy with your teammates.
I appreciate that, guys. And thanks for covering us all year. And, hopefully we'll be back here next year.
All right, man.
Yes,
keep working on that. Keep working on that assistant turnover, buddy. Come on now.
I don't even know what it was this year. I don't even care.
No, there was nothing this year.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.